Till the next time, until then, may God bless and may God keep is our humble prayer.
Bye-bye. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm yours truly, God's man of faith, for you in your radio once again. Another Sunday morning that the good Lord has blessed us with to come together one more time. Let us go into prayer this morning. Our Father, the one that's enthroned in the heaven, and holy is your name, and your kingdom will come on earth as it is in heaven. Father, you've given us this day as well as our daily bread. You've given us this day, as well as our daily bread. Father, we come to you together as a family, as a whole, just not with too many words, Father, but just to say that we thank you for all that what you have done. And going through the annals of my mind, saying that, what else can you do? Everything has been done. Father, you've forgiven us our trespasses, as we have forgiven those who trespassed against us. And you led us not into temptation, but you delivered us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory and the glory. Father, we praise you. We thank you and we love you. In the name of Jesus. Good morning to you, ladies and gentlemen. The time now is about 14 minutes on the downside of 9 this morning. And you're tuned into Charles Gospel Ministry, Charles Harris at the wheel. Lady Becky on the side. And we want to thank you this morning that you're getting aboard the ride.
inside me, telling me to go ahead. Something inside of me, telling me to go ahead. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Something inside of me, telling me to go ahead. Something inside.
This morning, feel like running, feel like shouting. Sometimes you just feel like you want to just fall down and roll over. That's when it's burning in the morning. just want to say good morning to the millions of you listening by way of radio this morning.
At a very early age, yes, I've known him.
That's the mighty clouds of joy this morning.
I admit there have been times when I...
back that up just a little bit for Brother Clyde down in, what is that? Coral Springs, Florida. Just want to say good morning to you this morning, baby bro. Want to say good morning to Renda this morning down there.
At a very early age.
At Renda down in Melbourne, I believe it is. Good morning to you. Thank you for your support. The Charles Gospel Ministry.
When I faltered along the way, but I'll keep trying. Somehow I've got to make it in. I've got a charge on my life, and I've got a job to do, and I can't stop. Every day of my life.
right about now, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to just give a word about our sponsor on the Charles Gospel Ministry in Cocoa on a Sunday morning. In the name that's above every name, and by that name only, a man may be saved.
This morning, but anyways, we are brought to you in part by Freddy's Auto Paint and Body Works. Freddy has affordable housing. He also has a barbecue spot on Merritt Island. For more information, contact him at 321-453-6316. We're also brought to you in part by Riverview Memorial Garden. Riverview Memorial Garden has burial options, private family estates, and for more information, contact Duncan McKenzie at 321-632-9050. Also, Crest Cleaners. Crest Cleaners have locations to serve you all around Brevard County. It has garage cleaning service, same-day service, alterations, minor repairs. Even if you have an old dress that you have, even got a little big, a little small, they can let it in or let it out for you. So go see them at Crest Cleaners. For more information, contact Keith at 321-632-1006. Stone Spruner Home is here in the time of need to ease the stress in time of your bereavement. Ms. Jans has two locations, one in Marvin, Florida and Cocoa, Florida. For more information, contact Sister Jan Stone at 321-636-2344. We would also like to dedicate this show in parts to Mother Rose Wiggins, Sister Valerie and Robert Franklin, Denise and Quenisha Welch, and Sister Gladys Butler. May God continue to bless us as we go on through this day.
Sister Becky right there talking about our sponsors, our proud sponsors. Also, I'd like to say something to the people that are supporting us as well. And we're trying to reach that goal, that two-hour goal. So some people have given, and some are trying to figure out how to give. But then you have to contact me at 321-501-5489. And we'll meet that goal, that two-hour goal. Good morning to you, ladies and gentlemen. The time now is 27 minutes on the upside of 10 o'clock this morning. We're praising Jesus all day long. I want to say hello to all of my constituents up there in Pennsylvania, up in New Jersey, Sheila and the family. Also want to say good morning this morning to Tommy Harris out in Texas. That's right. They're all getting down out there. So what we're going to do, we just remember, you just call me at 321-501-5489, and we can see how you can contribute for the 2-hour goal. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
my friend.
It's my friend. It's time
to despair. No one can compare. He's my friend.
He's my friend.
I know he cares. He is always there.
He's
my friend.
Oh, yeah.
No one can compare. He's
my friend.
I know he cares. He's always there. Listen, when I'm in trouble, he rescues me.
Look at your child and my child. Look at the home we got from the living. And look at the clothes we got to go on our back. Look at the bread we got on the table. You tell me, ain't God a good God? We all ought to look around us today and tell the world.
Yesterday afternoon, it has been a blessing. Black lives does matter, and everybody's lives matters in these days and times. Let us know that, and let us thank God for allowing us to be in the march where there was peace, no frustration, no breaking buildings down, or no breaking glass on anyone's cars, anything. It was blessed to be together with one another on another day. We thank the God for that. And we just want to say we thank you for allowing us to come into your homes, into your cars, by the way, your air. Please give us a call sometime on Sunday mornings. We're here from 9 to 10 a.m. Give us a call and let us know that you are listening and voice your opinion to us. We want to bless you as you bless us. And continue to lift us up in your prayers. And may God bless you and keep you. Thanks.
Just want to say this morning that Jesus is our first and our last, the beginning and the end. He's the keeper of creation and the creator of all man. He's the architect of the universe and the manager of all times. He always was, he always is, and he always will be. Unmoved, unchanged, undefeated, and never undone. I want to say good morning to Brother Babs this morning, Brother Nick this morning, and Brother Mitch. That's right. All brothers of the lodge. Now, he was bruised, this Jesus, and brought healing for everyone. He was pierced and eased pain. He was persecuted and brought freedom. He was dead and brought life. He's risen and brings power. He reigns and brings peace. The word or the world couldn't understand him. The armies couldn't defeat him. The schools couldn't explain him, and the leaders couldn't ignore him. Herod couldn't kill him. Pharisees couldn't confuse him, and the people couldn't hold him. Nero couldn't crush him. Hitler couldn't silence him. The New Age couldn't replace him, and Donahue couldn't explain him away. He is light, love, longevity, and also Lord. He's goodness, kindness, gentleness, and he's holy, righteous, mighty, powerful, and pure. He's always right. His word is eternal. His will is unchanging, and his mind is on us. All of the time. I got Jesus.
I've 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 got Jesus.
If anybody got Jesus,
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 I've got Jesus.
I said if you got Jesus,
I've got Jesus.
You got a mighty good doctor.
I've got Jesus.
If you got Jesus,
I've got Jesus.
You got a mighty good friend.
I've got Jesus.
If you got Jesus,
I've got Jesus.
Karen Clark Shields this morning. Karen Clark Shields. She's saying, I'm nothing without you, Jesus. I say, tell the truth and shame the devil. Come. Now, it's been a blast. We really enjoyed ourselves, and we enjoyed you this morning, because God didn't have to touch you with his finger of love this morning or wake you up. And I just want to say condolences to all of those that failed to the coronavirus. I guess it was just to be. But you're here this morning. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for his blessings is renewed daily. I'm yours truly, God's man of faith, in your radio this morning. Saying it's been a blast, and Lord's willing, we'll do it again next week. Same time, same station. Be blessed and be blessed.